and call on the name of the Lord. Oh, standing here in amazement, I am yours.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Worship Factory Radio. Get connected, get online, worshipfactory.net for networking. And that was the one and only Mandy Pinto.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow.
Thank you.
You know, I'm so amazed as far as writing. You know, you don't realize that we were just talking about people writing the music, and you listen to it and you hear it as far as that goes, and you go, gosh, I didn't realize they were the one that wrote that. And it's just, it's something that's touched my heart as well. Tell me a little bit about the story about how that song came about.
Well, that song came about through, well, your lovely Monique Donnelly, your host.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
missing
one.
In action today, but incredible, incredible woman. Just, you know, we had a lot of great conversations, things going on in her life, and Monique was always very willing to serve wherever.
Mm-hmm.
If that was just singing harmonies or singing a full-on song, she was just willing to be used. And I love the fact that she was able to... you know, be able to be herself completely, but yet give to God completely at the same time of her talents. And that's a really hard thing to do. And so the whole song is about belonging to God, being found in Him. And I thought this is, as I was writing, I was just inspired by Monique and how she was able to give of herself and to be able to sing and use your talents, but at the same time be able to deal with some really difficult issues. But it was an act of surrender and saying, you know, no matter what, I am yours. And I belong to you. And with thankfulness, I'm going to bring my offering. And I always felt that every time she sang, that that's what she did. She brought her offering to God. Because there was nothing that she could, you know, carry on her own. It was just completely, she had to leave it at the throne. She had to leave it with Jesus. And so that He could move and work through her. So that is the inspiration behind that song.
That's great.
It all mow.
That's great. And we have in studio Andrea Hammond. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
hello.
Listen, if you're out there, you got your radio tuned in right now, you don't know what we have in store here musically. This is going to be a really exciting show. So, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's
I'm
great.
Really excited to be here. My first radio spot.
Yay!
Yeah! You know, we talk about it all the time. It's the first time I saw Andrea on stage at Real Life Church, where we all happen to go to church. I was just blown away by her gifts. And, you know, you may be out there wondering, when can I get in that seat, or when can I get on stage, or when can I become a performer as a worship player or a performer? Now, these are people that have gone to school and studied and studied and studied their craft and worked on it and worked on it. Andrea is definitely one of those people that when you see her on stage and you actually hear her play her violin and be able to sing, you realize that's someone that's not only gifted, but that's a craft that has been crafted for many years and that is coming out just major professionally.
Okay, many years, but it's not like she's 100 years old.
No, of course. Well, she's like 19, I think.
Close, but no cigar.
Well, so Andrea, tell us, where did you start with music and worship, and just give us your background?
Well, I grew up in Kansas City, and my dad and I co-wrote many songs together. I'm really nervous right now.
You don't look nervous. You look great.
So
I'm good at hiding it.
You can have her.
No.
That's okay.
But anyway, it was, you know, I grew up in a family that loved music, and we would play, you know, instead of like watching a movie, we'd get our instruments out, you know, instead of, you know, so, you know, I had a lot of, I have a ton of great memories. Just my dad, you know, out back, you know, playing guitar, and, you know, I'd walk out and say, "Hey dad, how you doing?" He's like, writing a song, and I'd listen to it. And, you know, I'd say, I really like that. Do you mind if I steal it?
Did you ever tell him it sucked? No.
No, I don't think so. Most of the things that I've, you know, heard from my dad have been very, very good. And he's a great guitar player. But anyway, so I learned how to write music basically by working with my dad.
When did you pick up your violin? When did you pick up your violin to play? If your dad was a guitarist, what then caused you or prompted you to pick up the instrument you play currently?
Well, when I was, I think, three, my dad took me to this violin teacher's home, and she said she's too young. So then when I was five, he took me back.
Five?
Yeah. Five. Yeah. So I was, my first teacher, her name was Maria Maxwell, and she, you know, basically trained me classically. But on the side, I was also doing, you know, bluegrass, kind of country, doing a little bit of jazz, which kind of like led me to, you know, to CalArts.
Hmm. So next Scottish gig I get, right? I got you on fiddle, right?
He does that really well.
That's right. You got
okay,
me.
I'm recruiting on the air. Everybody
you
heard that.
And we are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengast. Mandy Pinto, our visiting guest host for Monique Donnelly, and the one and only Andrea Hammond on violin. Soon you'll be able to hear her craft as well, mm-hmm. which is just an incredible thing once you hear it, that's for sure.
Yeah, so let's keep exploring that. I'd like to hear about getting into worship and music mm-hmm. ministry and some of those things, because it's for our listeners, we really want them to hear, how do I do that? How, you know, I'm sitting at home, I'm maybe learning violin, but how do mm-hmm. I get to the next point?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was very fortunate to grow up into a church that loved original music, and they encouraged, you know, if I had a song, they wanted to hear it. I, you know, I believe in that. You know, I think that God is such a creative God, you know, that, mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. especially if you're a musician, you should, you know, and you're writing songs, like we should be doing those songs in church. So I was blessed in that way because they always wanted to hear something new.
Right.
And, that's why I felt encouraged to continue writing and, you know, bring that to, you know, eventually to real life with Mandy. And
that's a great thing. Too many churches today don't understand the magic of supporting and encouraging creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that we're promoting, obviously, with Worship Factory and our show here, mm-hmm. is that people not only be creative, but churches jump on board, give way to programs, let people write things, let them create, let them do a picture, mm-hmm. a dance, a drama, you know, something. Put the arts out there, because that, we're saying, God's saying to us, that's when we're the most of what God wants us to be, is when we're creating. So we've got to give place to that in the body of Christ.
We talk about it all the time, being the obviously creative from the Creator, and we talk about, we don't realize as far as just how important that is. We're all created with our gifts in one aspect or another, and then whether we explore them or not, or whether we nurture them or not, is up to us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing, God's given you the gift of violin, and then to California Institute of the Arts, which is a pretty amazing school in itself up in Valencia, California, and then to Real Life Church, and of course playing with Mandy Pinto. That can't
be too bad. Yeah, it doesn't get better than that.
Awesome.
You know, I was so encouraged by what's going on within the worship community. I mean, the creative arts community is stepping up, even in the churches, in a big way. I mean, the screens and the presentation is really a performance in itself. I mean, everything from behind the cameras to you name it, to the music, to, you know, the presentation of the music is just such a blessing today, because we're reaching people where they're at, which is so important and so needed, because often it's not the old Maranatha or the old music that we used to listen to growing up.
Right, right. So, Mandy, I'd like to hear from you. What is reverberating in your heart these days? What's God saying to you in the area of worship and music ministry?
More and more, along the lines of what Andrea brought up, is cultivating, we have many songwriters, we have many talented mm-hmm. musicians, we're getting ready to go into an exciting period of time for our church where we're going to be writing more, collaborating more within the worship team, and maybe during a church service, you know, say we attended the 8:30, but we're sitting at the 10 and we're sitting in the green room, and it means going in the side room. And I know a lot of us already do that already, but using that. And I have to say that Andrea has sang, I know at least one, maybe two, I can't remember, original tunes, two, I believe. It was fantastic.
That's great.
And I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that people can actually do what God is, you know, express what they're feeling and what they're going through, but, you know, are given a few points by a pastor or direction from me and saying, here's what I need
right.
For this message. And they're able to do that. So I am looking more and more forward to doing things like that.
Oh, that sounds great. Ah, looking forward to that.
Andre, what's in your horizon, actually, for you? I know you're out there doing everything that you're doing between jazz and also, obviously, worship. I mean, what's on your horizon as Andre Hammond?
Well, I'll start with my heart first. That's okay. About a month ago, I just, you know, I started thinking about this concept that Christians, as Christians, we need to be better storytellers. Talk about, you know, the norms of, you know, everyday Christian living, because we're so confronted with the secular world, right? And as Christians, we need to be chatting more and more about what's normal within, you know, the Christian household. What's, you know, so anyway, I that's really been on my heart, to become a better storyteller. And so right now I've been, you know, I'm writing for a new album, and some of the tunes that will be on that album we're going to be sort of premiering at the concert on the 14th. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to combining, you know, what God has put on my heart as far as storytelling with some of the new music.
Well, hopefully you'll stick around with us for a few more minutes. You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with Kim DeBrien, Rod Schreckengast, Mandy Pinto, and Andrea Hammond. And we'll be right back. We're going to take you out of this segment, actually, with a song from Andrea and Mandy Pinto. We'll be right back with Worship Factory.
Step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God, you're all too.